windows of heaven are open. The blessings are pouring tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. That's why I'm happy tonight. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus makes everything right, I gave him my old tattered garment. That's why I'm happy tonight.
I have decided
to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have
decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Left it.
His mighty throne in glory, oh, to bring to us redemption's glory. Then He died, but He rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. Sacrifice this life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad He did. Where would I be? Jesus didn't love me. Where would I be? Jesus didn't care. Where would I be? If He had sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad He did. I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why He cares. I don't know why He sacrificed His life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad He did.
I love Him. I love Him.
Oh, because He first loved me.
The chains were loosed. Father, the wisdom of Lord, God, Lord. Oh, grant us a part of the leadership of Lord, this day, O God, Lord. Oh, Father, we for this day, Lord God, Lord. Oh, Lord, what a tremendous privilege we have, Lord God, Lord. Oh, to sit at your feet, Lord God, Lord. Oh, to hear from you, Lord God, Lord. Oh, speaking on us, Lord, this day, oh God, Lord. Oh, Father, anoint yourself unto Lord God, Lord. God, you lay him aside, oh Lord God, Lord. And Father, you speak on us, Lord, this day, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, Lord. Oh, we call out unto you, Father, this day, Lord God, Lord. We pray, oh Father, this day, Lord God, Lord. And we take preeminence, oh Lord God. And from now on, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God.
In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, oh, what a privilege. Oh, what grace, Lord, once again, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, the week, oh, is moving on. Today, Wednesday, Lord. Father, there have been church bells ringing in our hearts, oh God. That brought us to your presence this morning, oh God. Father, we know the Lord. You are the one that has caused us to come to your presence this evening. So, Lord Jesus, we know that, oh God, there is something good in store for us.
Amen.
But no one comes to your presence and go back the same, Lord. So, Father, as we turn to the reading of your word, oh God, we ask that the Holy Spirit, Lord, which we believe, oh Lord, is already here in our midst, oh God.
Amen.
According to your word, that where two or three are gathered together in your name,
yes,
there you will be in the midst.
Amen.
So, Father, we know the Holy Spirit, you are here, oh God.
Amen.
So we turn to the reading of your word, Lord Jesus, that you take your word and make it live unto us.
Amen.
Oh, bless your word, Lord. Father, I surrender myself, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. This moment, oh God, Lord, not feeling very well, but Lord, it's not me.
Amen.
It's you, that Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Because I'm not here to be seen, Lord. And I'm not here to be heard, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We are here to hear from you, God.
Amen.
So bless your word, Lord Jesus, and make it a living bread unto us. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
God richly bless you all.
Amen.
Wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Many empty seats, but we thank the Lord that we are more than two.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We are more than two here. Praise God.
Amen.
So we know he is in our midst.
Amen.
So let us turn to the reading of the word. We shall read two scriptures all from John the Apostle. First one, we shall read from John 4, 15 to 19. Very common scripture that has been read many, many times. Praise God. First reading, John 4, 15 to 19. Let's hear the word of God.
Hallelujah.
The woman saith, from 15 here, the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I test not,
please, Lord,
neither come hither to draw.
Amen.
And Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither.
Amen.
The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that seest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Amen.
Amen. Let's compare this scripture to another one here in John, the same John 8, 56 to 59.
Amen.
He said, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
Amen.
Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, Amen. I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
Wow.
Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, yes, we've read your word, God.
Amen.
Now, Holy Spirit, we wait on you now.
Amen.
All years, God.
Hallelujah.
From you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. God, to bless you.
Amen.
Be seated. Ah, these are two great scriptures. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
One about this woman at the well. Many a time, please forgive me, I always call him Sister Grace. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now we look at the first scripture. We know the story already. And this woman was desiring something. Praise
Amen.
God. All along, as the prophet said, he was holding on to what? The seed word was in her. Something in her was always seeking what? Seeking the truth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And one day, she met a certain man. A man that does nothing when we look the outward. Nothing actually to write home about this man. But this man said something to her. When he asked her, give me water to drink. And the woman said, you are a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. Why ask of me water? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this man told her, if you know the one who is asking you to give him water to drink, you would rather ask of him to give you water. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because anyone that drinks of this water will what? Will thirst again.
Amen.
But the water that I will give unto you, it will be what? It will be like a spring of water springing up unto everlasting life in you.
Amen.
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 You will never thirst again. So the woman said, give me this water. Praise God. He said, go call your husband. He said, I don't have a husband. He said, yes, you have well spoken that you don't have a husband. But I want to tell you, have had what? Five husbands. You have had Kwajo, you have had Kwabna, Kwaku, Yao, Kofi, amen. And now Kwame, that you have been living with, is not your husband. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The woman. My. All the men, he mentioned their names.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So he said, sir, I perceive you are a prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, when you continue, the woman even continued to say, because there cometh one, a Messiah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That when he cometh, he will walk, begin to do all these things that you are doing now.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord, because you can never hide anything from him.
Amen.
He can tell you all that is in your heart. He said, him that is speaking to you, I am.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And she believed it. The topic tonight is when the deep calleth.
Amen.
Amen.
There must be a deep to respond.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. When the deep calleth, there's always a deep that will respond. There was a deep in this woman seeking what? Seeking God. And when the deep calleth, when the deep had spoken, oh, yes, sir, it found a place. It found the right place, brother. Then we look at what? The second reading. Oh, yes, the people that were supposed to have even received and recognized him. When you read, you look at what? The long exchange they have had. They had a long exchange. And we are our father Abraham. And we are these who were not born in sin. And many, many things. So Jesus had to tell them, look, this Abraham you are talking about, praise God.
Amen.
He rejoiced even to see my day. So you are not up to 50 years. And you say that you have met what? Our father Abraham. So before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
What happened? They took stones to stone him. Look at the difference. Praise God.
Amen.
Whilst one says, I perceive you are a prophet. That's the deep. Amen. The others take stone. That same man, they want to stone him. Then look at the difference. Praise God. That's about our text that we have read. When the deep calleth. So, in the message book, the message the prophet preached in Harrisonburg in 1958 as the eagle stirred her nest, the prophet started this way. He said, I wish to speak on a subject as the eagle stirreth her nest and fluttereth over her young. And then the prophet said, this is rather an unusual subject, and my voice is not really up to par. Praise God. And as I told you today, I'm not really, but it is what? It is God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said, my voice is not really up to par.
Amen.
To try to speak on this subject.
Mm.
But I am trusting to God today.
Amen.
Amen. But I am trusting to God tonight.
Amen.
For just a little evangelistic service.
Amen.
That God, see, God will teach us. Amen.
Amen.
Something that we should know about his goodness and his care for his people.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight we are here to hear from you.
Amen.
You are the teacher. Come teach us, Lord. We are trusting in you tonight, Lord. Amen. The prophet said, I'm so glad once to know that there is a real, true, and living God who still lives and loves his people.
Amen.
Said, I am glad to know that there is a real, oh, hallelujah,
amen,
a true, living God,
amen,
who still lives and loves his people.
Amen.
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 I'm telling you, brethren, the Lord, he loves us.
Amen.
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 So sometimes, when things come our way, oh, praise God, and try to bring us down, you look unto him.
Amen.
Amen. Until the end of the rope, praise God. You will see his glory. Wait and see his glory. He's more than able in every situation.
Amen.
Praise God. That's where my faith stands.
Amen.
And I believe that's where your faith also stands tonight.
Amen.
So let's bring the whole thing together. So that anything that is holding, amen, he's here to break every fetish.
Amen.
Amen.
And open the way. to rejoice and to carry testimony and praise his name that he is God.
Amen.
Who is able in every situation.
Amen.
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 So he said, I've often wondered why God ever likened his heritage unto eagles. Why God likened his heritage unto what? Unto eagles. That's typing what? The nature of eagles. As he himself God. So he is. Amen.
Amen.
He said he wonders why. And so, he said, I begin to study about what an eagle is. Amen. And then I noticed that there are about what? 40 different kinds of eagles.
Wow.
40 different kinds of eagles. And then he said, the word eagle, you have heard it several times already, is the feeder with what? The beak. So the one who feeds with his mouth. Amen. He feeds with his mouth. And so we see that it's just what? A type of what? God himself. Because God also feeds his children with his mouth.
Amen.
Just like once, Satan, we know already, when Jesus had come out from the 40 days fasting, and when he tried to entice them to eat the natural food to break his fast, what did what? Jesus tell him.
Amen.
Amen. He said, man shall not live by bread alone,
Amen.
But by every word that proceeded out of what? Amen. The mouth of God.
Amen.
Amen. So type in what? Type in himself, the eagle, the way how he feeds. That's the way how God also feeds. Amen. That's why he said he wonders why. So he started to study what? The life of the eagle. He feeds with his mouth. God also feeds with the what? His mouth. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God. And brethren, listen. That's why Jesus himself also said that we should not labor for the meat that what? Perisheth. That's the natural food. We should not want labor for the meat that perishes, but the meat that will endure unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, the prophet said, many times I have sat down and enjoy a good steak. No steak, huh?
Steak.
Steak, huh? No. Praise the Lord. Steak. No steak. Said, I've enjoyed a good steak or a good fish dinner or chicken. I enjoyed it. Amen. Amen. But never could I enjoy just like sitting down at God's Jehovah's table.
Amen.
And just let him feed us on his good word.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything that is greater than what? The Lord, Jehovah God himself, his table. He said, I enjoy steak, all right. I enjoy what? Chicken. I enjoy all these things. Fish for dinner and all those sort of things. But it can never be compared to being on the table of Jehovah.
Amen.
And being fed by his word.
Amen.
There's nothing greater than that. Oh, praise the Lord. So now he said, how would he liken his heritage unto an eagle? You remember he said his people are eagles, especially his prophets. And then he likened himself to an eagle. God likened, the prophet said, God likened himself to what? To an eagle. So he is what? Jehovah eagle. And we are his eaglets. The little ones. And how he feeds us with his own mouth. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God feeds his eagles His word, his spoken word, he feeds them. The prophet went on to say that, you know, it goes into the world, into the inside of us. Oh. But the natural food also goes into the inside of us. Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen.
He said, God's food, that's God's and eagle's food, which is the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He said, it goes into the inside of us. But I think the natural food also goes into the inside of us.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But there are two separate passages. Amen.
Amen.
The natural one, we flush everything out. Amen. But God's food goes right into the heart.
Amen.
And stays there. Amen.
Amen.
And it becomes what? Part. We become like that very word. Oh, yes, sir. The two.
Amen.
See the difference? One just was perishing. Amen. But the other, oh, grows within us unto everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said, it goes to the inside of us. And he said, the church is starving today for some of that word. Yes, my brother, the church is starving.
Amen.
Today. Amen. There is nothing will take the place. Nothing can take the place of what? The eagle food. Nothing can take this place. Amen.
Amen.
It has to be the unadulterated word that has been given to a special age. Every age has its own word. And it has to take that to be what the eagle food. Is that, and we are eagles, so we have to have eagle's food. Not social gatherings, not political speeches, or not someone. A little stitch and sing party. No, sir. Thank God we don't do those things here. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. But you see, said we need some eagle's food fed from the mouth of Jehovah Eagle. That's why he likened himself unto an eagle. Just all this introduction, we are coming to our topic. Amen.
Amen.
So, the prophet went on to speak about the eagle. He said, the eagle will never bring her babies anything that will hurt them.
Mm.
Amen. The eagle will never bring anything to his babies that will hurt them.
Mm.
He said, oh, the prophet said, oh, I just love that.
Amen.
Amen.
God will never make a promise that he won't stand behind it.
Amen.
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 And every eagle just loves to get a hold of that word. If you are truly an eagle, you would like to take a hold of what? Of that word.
Amen.
Because he said, if you are an eagle, he loves it. Because it comes from the mouth of what? Jehovah Eagle. He loves it and he receives it. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet said, you can see the little ones. When the mommy has gone to look for food to bring to them. And then when they hear the approaching, oh hallelujah.
Amen.
When they hear the approaching of Mama Eagle coming, what do they do? All of them, they open their mouths. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
They open their mouths ready. They open their beaks ready. That they will be fed. Oh, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
My brother, let us take all these things into the spiritual realm. Let's
Amen.
Take this in because you are eaglet. I'm an eaglet. Amen.
Amen.
And how are we? Our hearts always have been opened. Have we opened our hearts all the time to receive the word?
Amen.
Amen. He said the eagles, you see the babies, they open their mouths ready to receive. And the mommy will never bring them anything that will hurt them.
Amen.
That's what the scripture says. All scripture has been what? Inspired. God, Jehovah, the eagle, Jehovah. Jehovah eagle. Amen.
Amen.
The word that he feeds his children. Praise the Lord. They are all inspired. That's what the scripture says.
Hallelujah.
So all scripture is inspired.
Amen.
And it is what? Profitable.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
See? Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instructions, for corrections. Amen.
Amen.
That we, the children of God, will be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And so, the feeding, oh, my brother, my sister, he will never bring anything that word will hurt us. But something, all his words, it has already been inspired.
Amen.
Sometimes it will come with a rebuke. Sometimes it will come with instructions. Sometimes it will come with what? Or something that will thoroughly furnish us unto what? Good works.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Eagle Jehovah. Jehovah Eagle. Amen.
So all scripture is given by inspiration of God. He feeds. He will never give out anything that will hurt his children. I said, and that's the way that a true believer is. No matter what the Dr. Jones said, amen.
Amen.
Or what anybody else said, amen.
Amen.
He said, no matter what the doctor says, or what anybody has said. Jehovah put in his word. Just believe it.
Amen.
And receive it.
Amen.
Amen. He's more than able in every situation, my brother, my sister. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Faith at work. Faith at work. Now, let's look. The prophet said he studied about the eagles. We are coming closer to
Hallelujah.
Our topic. One, the deep calling. Amen.
Amen.
He said another thing is about the eagle. He said he's a special bird. He isn't like any other bird. The eagle is so strong. Amen.
Amen.
And he flies higher than any other bird that is known. There's no bird can stay with him. You know? You see the hawk go up in the air. But the hawk tried to follow the eagle, he would disintegrate. If the hawk would try to follow the eagle to soar up there where the eagle goes, he will disintegrate. Amen. The eagle is far stronger bird. He can fly higher than any other bird there is. And that's the reason Jehovah likened us unto eagles. You just simply can lift up higher than any ordinary bird. I mean, I'm speaking about what? Real eagles.
Yeah.
Jehovah's choice.
Amen.
We are the Jehovah choice.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And he said you can fly higher than any other eagle.
Amen.
Any other bird. Praise the Lord. You understand the spirit?
Amen.
You are always higher than any other person. Where you go, where you have reached. Yes, other birds can never watch. Get to that place because you are strong.
Amen.
Believe that you are strong. Amen. So tonight, he said, if you can fly higher, we are looking at another thing about this eagle. If you can fly higher, what good would it do him to fly up there? just to fly up there high over there. If he couldn't see where he was, if he flies over there high up there and he cannot see anything, what good does it want to make? And so he says here, so therefore, his eye, oh hallelujah,
amen,
is far better than any other bird.
Amen.
That is on earth. See, the eagle's eye. He's talking about you. He's talking about me.
Amen.
Amen. We have eyes that other birds haven't got those eyes.
Amen.
Amen. Because when we see, we can perceive.
Amen.
We perceive that this is it. Amen. Just like the scripture we read. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The woman at the well, when Jesus had been able to tell all about her life, said, I perceive you are a prophet. Amen. That's the eagle eye that can recognize the deep that calls, there is a deep
response. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. But look at the Jews. There, for long, when you read John 8, they were just doing everything to bring Jesus down. But always Jesus gives them what? It is written, the word. Amen. And after now, they had nothing to say. They had to take stones to stone him. Look at the difference. They don't have eyes. No eye, they have eyes, but they cannot see.
Amen.
They have ears, but cannot hear. But praise be to God.
Amen.
When Jesus said, blessed are your eyes.
Amen.
Blessed are your ears.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He said, therefore his eyes is far better than any other bird that there is on earth. That is the eagle's eye. Oh, I know they claim that the hawk has such an eye. Some people claim that the hawk has an eye also. Mine. He couldn't see with the eagle at all. He can never see with the eagle at all. He cannot even compare with him, no way. The eagle is so much stronger and is much more powerfully built. And he has had what special build for that purpose. Amen.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, take it tonight. You are strong.
Amen. Amen.
You are powerful. Amen.
Amen.
Believe it that you are specially built.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Specially built.
Amen.
He said, so he had been a special bird to take this special food. It has to take what? That special bird to take what? This special food. This special food.
Amen.
And he has to be made up and go into this world. See? That makes him up to go up to that atmosphere, which the hawk or any other bird can never reach that atmosphere. Amen. So now, we're coming closer now. The prophet one day went to Colorado to hunt. So he said as he packed his horse, the weather was not really good at that time, so he said I was going to hunt for an elk. You know elk? Mm-hmm. Elk is a type of deer. There are many kinds of deer. And in Colorado is in the northern part of United States, and they have this special deer which has a stump on the neck here, hanging there. That kind of thing. So the prophet went to the mountains to hunt for elk. But he said he was the purpose. Now listen, he said not so much to hunt the game.
the just to be alone with God.
Amen.
So the main purpose that he went was to be alone with God. Amen. Oh, if we could someday times, brethren, take a time, choose a time, and then say, oh, this day, this hour, I want to be alone with God.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Oh, if we could do that, because we are eagles, let's do that. I want to be alone with God.
Amen.
And it comes up a storm. A storm came up. And it blowed and blowed. And I got behind the trees. Amen. And then when the storm was over, I come out and begin to look. Amen. The sun was setting, and the reflection on the frozen evergreen made what? A rainbow across the valley. Amen. Oh my. The Bible said, when the deep calleth to the deep. You could see God there. When he saw the rainbow, he said he could see God there.
Amen.
Now, take notice of this. He went on hunting, but he said the main purpose was to be alone with God.
Amen.
And so all that he was looking is to meet God.
Amen.
Seeking the presence of God. And so after the storm, when he came out behind the trees, he saw what? First thing he saw, a rainbow. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And he could see God in the rainbow.
Amen.
Said, you could see God there in the rainbow, as he promised. Because it's a promise. Amen. Just get alone. Sometimes he's saying here, just get alone sometime with God.
Amen.
And just see how close he is to you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get that experience also.
That's right. Amen.
Let's get that experience, brother.
Amen.
And he said you will see how very close God is to you.
Yes.
He said he is in the atmosphere. He is in the bushes. The bushes. He is in there. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
At one time, someone saw him in the bushes. Amen. You know him already, Moses. Amen. Said he is in the bushes, but he's talking about what? Nature. Amen. He said he is in his flowers.
Amen.
You know, Job. Oh, hallelujah. Looking at what? The flowers. Amen.
Amen.
The flower dies, and then it comes out of the game. What about man? Oh, hallelujah. He said, he is in the air.
Amen.
And we sometimes sit down and begin to walk. Observe this. That you are there. Then you just, you perspire. You hold the respiration. You breathe in and breathe out.
Amen.
Breathe in and breathe out. Praise God. But now, let someone suffocate you now. Let someone hold your nose, hold your mouth. You see the kind of struggle you struggle. Amen.
Amen.
You are looking for what? Life. Amen.
Amen.
Someone is trying to take life out of you. Have we sat down one day when we want to seek his presence? And begin to observe this, that he is in the air.
Amen.
I am the life.
Amen.
He said he is in the rainbow. And he is his people.
Amen.
He is in his people.
Amen.
He's everywhere. Omnipresent God. Oh, hallelujah. Then notice, as I looked at that, when he was looking at the rainbow, because he went there to see what? To meet God. He wanted to be alone with God. So, it was what? A deep.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It was what? A deep. In the prophet. There was a deep in there. You see, the moment you have made that your mind, that deep in you, there must be a deep to respond.
Amen.
His purpose has been what? His purpose was what? To seek the face of God. To be alone with God. And so, that was a deep calling, calling. And so a deep must what? A deep must respond.
Amen.
Said, I looked at that. He was looking at a rainbow. Then I heard an old gray wolf howl. A wolf, a gray wolf. That wolf, he was howling. Back on the hill. Amen. And then the mate answered it down in the valley.
Hey.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Where the deep goes, the deep was what responded.
Amen.
The prophet said what? Because of the storm, these two wolves, they have been separated. The man and the woman. Amen. The female and the male, they might have gotten separated because of the storm that came. Praise the Lord. And so now when the storm has was subsided. Now the male, oh, blew up. And there was what? An answer. He blew it up at the top of the mountain. And there was what? The response right on what? Inside the valley. Mm. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When the deep call, there must be a deep to respond.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, if you cry tonight, oh yes, sir,
amen.
That deep that is in you,
amen.
There will be a response.
Amen.
It's a deep in you that is calling, and that there is always a deep that will be what? Available to what? To answer your call tonight.
Amen.
Not that alone. Then he heard another one. I heard the elk, the very animal he wanted to hunt that day. He heard what? An elk also.
Bugling.
Oh, also the same thing. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, ever. Amen. Bundling one another. Amen. See, the storm has separated them.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister, sin separated us from God.
Amen.
Sometimes something will happen that will separate, makes you what? Feel so sad. It makes you feel all that everything is lost. My brother, my sister, take a deep. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There is a deep in you. Put that deep now. And call, and there will be a deep to answer.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Take that deep. Call. There will surely be a deep to answer to you.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he said, when he saw that, see, he went there with one purpose, to be alone with God. Amen. Now after the storm, he's seen all these things, the rainbow, oh, the wolf, howling, and then there was a response, and the same thing with the wolf, the elk. So the prophet said, oh my, he was what? Seeing God.
Amen.
In all these things. And so he said that to do what? He said, now listen. He said, I ran round and round and round the tree, just as hard. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Something. Oh, my. Ran round and round and round so hard that I could go. And I give vent, you see, to give vent to the feeling that was within me. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But brother, if we can get into that kind of thing, we the prophet entered into, that we want to see God, then see the deep that is in you. Now the deep responding to you, showing you that yes, I am here with you.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He started running round. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh yes, sir. Oh, very. We thank the Lord. He said, "I was alone with God."
Amen.
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 That feeling. I was alone with God.
Yes.
Wasn't anybody in 35 or 40 miles of me, way up on the mountain, just having what? A wonderful time.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
Yes, sir.
As the prophet said, he said, let us all put one day. He said, today I want to meet you, Lord.
Yes.
That deep that is in you, that's calling. Deep will answer.
Amen.
You will see him.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. And the prophet said, and I thought, oh God, there you are in the elk. There you are in the wolf course.
Yes. Amen.
There you are in the rainbow.
Amen.
There you are everywhere.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, great Jehovah! Around and around and around the tree I went again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
He said, if somebody would have come into the woods, they would have thought they had what? They had a maniac out there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Because you come to the woods, and then you see someone just running.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
sir.
This man.
Yes,
sir. Because you don't know how
he's rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't know how he's rejoicing.
Amen.
Yes.
Because the deep that was in him, the deep has responded.
Amen.
Because he went there purposely to be alone with him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here, oh, responding to him.
Amen.
Everywhere around him, said, I could see him around.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, but I didn't care. See? Whether someone is watching or not.
Yes,
my
sir.
Sister, that's the way how we worship God.
Amen.
You don't care who is sitting around and you are watching you or not.
Yes, sir.
The thing that is in you, you are just allowing it to go.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, allowing the pressure off.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. My
Amen.
Sister. Don't worry, eh? He's there.
Amen.
Tonight, eh? The deep, let the deep call on you.
Amen.
You will answer.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen.
See? If there is something in there calling for a deep.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
There has to be a deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
There was something in the prophet. There was something in the prophet desiring God.
Amen.
And God responded.
Hallelujah.
By revealing himself unto him. That here I am. Oh, my favorite. Here I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Said, if there is a desire in a human heart for more of God.
Yeah.
I'm reading from Expectation, New York.
Yes.
1951. Said, if there is a desire in a human heart for more of God, there's got to be a more of God somewhere.
Amen.
To respond.
Hallelujah.
The deep calling to the deep.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Is that here? Before there was a fin, you know a fin?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
On the back of the fish, there has to be a water.
Amen.
First, mm-hmm. for him to swim in it.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
How could God give the fish a fin,
uh-huh.
and then he wouldn't give him the water to swim?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Is it before?
Uh-huh.
Before?
Yes.
Even the question of what? Oh, sickness.
Mm-hmm.
The attribute was there long.
Hallelujah.
That he is a healer.
Amen.
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 See? Before he gave the fish a fin. So he must provide what? Water for it to all swim in it.
Amen.
And he said, oh, he wouldn't have what? He wouldn't have that fin at all.
Mm. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have that fin at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the same thing, my brother, my sister, if there is anything that you are desiring, your request, whatever you are looking for,
uh-huh.
praise God.
Amen.
He had the provision already there.
Amen.
That's what you want to tell us.
Amen.
Amen.
The provision is already there.
Yes. That's it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
He said, God put that thing on him to swim in water.
Yeah.
And so there should be what water first.
Yeah.
Before there was a fin.
Hey,
at the back.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. So whatever my brother, my sister, you are desiring tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen. On your heart.
Amen.
There has been the answer already.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
There has been an answer already.
That's true. Amen.
For glory be to you. He said, before there was a tree to grow on the earth, there had to be an earth.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, there had to be an earth.
Amen.
If not, how is it going to grow? Or would there be no tree? Then there should not be tree.
Uh-huh.
Amen. If there is a desire, oh, yes, he repeated again. If there is a desire in a human heart from more of God,
there's
going to be more of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
The deep calling unto the deep.
Amen.
Said another thing, now we come back to the word, eagle
sure,
again.
Sure.
Mm.
Said another thing about the eagle, that he won't build her nest on the ground.
Amen.
See? He will never build his nest on the ground.
Amen.
Said an eagle builds her nest just as high as he can build it.
Mm.
And she gets it out of the way of all predators.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Everything that would bother her, she builds her nest high. So nothing will bother her.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's deep.
Do you know that that's where you are?
Yes.
Amen.
Where I am?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, glory
to
his name. He said, now let's take notice to the eagle. The reason she doesn't build her nest on the ground is because that she is what? A heavenly bird.
Amen. Amen.
He's a heavenly bird.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Brethren, we are not earthly.
No.
We are heavenly.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. As the prophet said, so even our language, you see? Our language is what? Heavenly language.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Even you see that there are some
language going all over. When you go, you are walking around the streets, you hear some language, praise the Lord. Mm. You see, it can never, never come out from your lips. Mm.
Yeah.
You see, we've got to thank our God.
Amen.
That He gave us what Malachi for.
Amen.
This message.
Yes.
This message is a deep.
Amen.
Amen. Calling, calling. The evidence is deep in you. You've got to respond to it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The message is a deep. Woo! Just the old. And then the message, woo! Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
The message is a deep. Calling us out. And if you are too ignorant, amen, that deep in you, it will respond to the same deep.
Amen.
And then you and what? The world will become one.
Amen.
When the wolf hold from the male, hold from the what? From the mountaintop. And then the female was down in the valley because they have been separated by the storm. The females also responded. What will be the next? Now, the two of them what? Meet together. Because they know, now they know where they are. Praise God. And so when the word of God, the message, being what? A deep. When it what? It calls. And you, a deep in you, respond. You and the word become what? One.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, because he doesn't build his house in the earth, on down he is because he's a heavenly bird. Mm. And she takes care of her young. She don't want them to be in danger. So he builds her nest just as high as he can go. Look at the goodness. See, when we started, the prophet said what? The prophet said, I'm just trusting to God today. Just a little evangelistic word service. And God will teach us, amen, maybe something that we should know about His goodness and His care for His people.
Yes. Amen.
So you see it here. Mm-hmm. He built His nest on where predators can never reach you.
Amen.
He does His care, does His loving kindness towards us. But what is that where He has placed us?
Yes.
So high above everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Said we are going to know His goodness and His care for His people. He builds it up all over there. He said no one can reach there. That's what His word is doing. Amen. So that's the way God builds His church for His eagles. Amen. High above the ambition of this world. See? She's got high ambition not to please men, but to please God. She built it high and safe. That's how God builds His church. Amen. His church, He built it so high above all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And oh, how that mother eagle watches. See? He watches the nest. Amen.
Amen.
He watches it.
Amen.
He watches the nest. Oh, His eye is upon the sparrow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know He watches me.
Amen.
He watches you.
Amen.
She watches the nest.
Yes.
That's what my brother, my sister, God, God, He watches over us, my brother, my sister. Mm-hmm. Wherever we go,
amen,
He's watching over
amen
us.
Amen.
That's the goodness that we are enjoying. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Yes, sir. And then he said, when she goes to build his nest, she gets down. We are coming to another thing here. Praise God. She gets the sticks and everything. She puts them in and weaves them around the briar vines. And it's all what? Fully stickers. Now, she don't want her little ones to be on those stickers. So she makes what? The nest just as comfortable as she can for her what? For her brood. So the nest, he makes it what? Comfortable. But we are coming to something. Praise God. He makes it what? Comfortable. Amen. That's how God does his church. He tries to make it just as comfortable as he can. That's the way God does for his church. Jehovah gets a nest ready for his eagles. So it's be nice and soft. And you can walk around on those sheepskins. And everything is what? It's wonderful.
Wow. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Then, amen. He said, we are thankful to our Lord God for his goodness to his children. Yeah. Aren't we?
Amen.
Okay. How he deals with us in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. Think of it. How easy he makes it for us to walk on. That's all goodness, eh? How bright he makes the path before us.
Amen.
We are sheltered by his blessed presence. Mm-hmm. Aren't you happy that Jehovah even watches over you?
Amen.
Even.
His eyes never leaves you. Amen. Day and night. It's upon them to watch them and to shield them from wrong. From the what? From the harms and danger. Oh, how blessed we should think of that.
Amen.
Brother, let's think of all these things that Jehovah Eagle has been what? Doing for us.
Hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, aren't you happy that Jehovah Eagle... Okay, I've read that. Now, how an old eagle will put her little ones down on the grass, see? You put the little ones on the grass, and then he will go up the sky and sit on the highest rock, and then he will be watching around.
Amen.
That's
amen.
What he's doing for us.
Amen.
He watches over us.
Amen. Amen.
And see that anything going to happen, how the Holy Spirit, when young eagle, young Christian is born, he sits in heavens and watches. Nothing can harm them. He watches. Nothing can bother the eaglets because he's the mother eaglet watching over.
Amen.
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 Now, there finally comes a time.
Amen.
Finally comes a time when the eagles begin to grow.
Amen.
When they begin to grow. And when the eagle begins to grow, then the mother eagle, she has seen all kinds of birds. And how much different these eagles is from what? The earthly chicken. Amen. But I take notice of this. As you are growing, he's now, as the children, see, the eaglets are growing. Now they've reached a place. Then mother eagle could see that her eaglets are different.
Amen.
From all other birds.
Mm.
That's you and me.
Amen.
We are different from all other birds.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
He sees the mother eagle, sees that there is a difference. Oh. Does our God see that difference in us?
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There's a difference. Said now, the eagle cannot eat chicken food.
Mm.
See, the eagle cannot eat what? Chicken food. But a chicken can eat eagle's food, you see? That's hypocrisy. Just like a crow and a dove in the ark. The crow can eat anything, but the dove can what? Can only eat what? Grains. Eagles eat only what? Eagle's food.
Amen.
They cannot eat any other thing. Amen. Apart from what? Eagle's food.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the chicken is a bird too. The chicken is a fowl, just as the same as the eagle. But what a difference. The chicken doesn't know anything about what? The heavens. It never was up there. That mother eagle has determined that her little brood will never be like what? Every what? Chicken. Now, here is what? Another challenge to us. Brethren, said he will never see to it that his brood, as his children, the eagles, will be like what? The earthly chicken. Mm-hmm. Amen. Parents, this is a challenge to us. Amen. That we will never allow, we will never make our children to be like what? The earthly chicken. Now the mother eagle is determined. See? So we must put that same determination and make sure that our children, praise the Lord, grows up in the presence of God.
Amen.
Because it said, the prophet said, for the promise is unto you and unto your children and them that are far off, even many as many what the Lord will call. It should be the same. Right from the beginning to the end, it has to be the same. Now, we come to a place. So there comes a time that the little eagles just got it awfully soft. See, it has been so soft for them. But now they have grown up. Huh? Before it has been what? Really very soft for them. Just, it was what? Awfully soft. Walking around on sheepskins. But you know what? He can't stay in the nest all the time.
Amen.
That's what the matter with what? Pentecostal church. Is staying too long in the nest. And so what happens? Old mother comes into the into that nest.
Amen.
And he takes that same beak that he used to feed them. Amen. That's why, you see?
Amen.
Every word of God
Amen.
Has been what? Inspired.
Amen.
And it is profitable.
Amen.
Praise
right.
God.
Amen.
For correction, for
Amen.
Improve. For improve. Amen.
Amen.
And so now, the same beak that was feeding them, that same beak, oh praise God.
Amen.
When you come to church, and the word is coming to correct, then my brother, my sister, you are not an English.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Joseph with the same beak.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With the same beak. Thus she dug it all up with. And pulls every bit of that sheepskin.
Amen. Amen.
That they were walking softly. Pulls everything
yes,
out.
Sir.
And every bit of what? Rabbit fur out. And throws these things out of the nest. She makes the nest now so miserable. Till they can't even sit down.
Amen.
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 It's time to do what? It's time to soar!
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My brethren, are you still walking on sheepskin?
Amen.
Still sleeping on the first? My brother, it's what? It's
Hallelujah.
Time.
Amen.
Amen. It's time for us to soar up.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
My brother, does it? Time for us to soar up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
See, sometimes God has to take, I'm reading from it. It says sometimes, okay, now I want to say something here. Brethren, there are many gifts. Amen. Mm. Always in the house of God.
Amen.
Yeah? Praise the Lord. Mm. And then, those gifts, they are still working on socks, sheepskins. Amen.
Amen.
They need to soar up now.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
You see, God does something. He wants what? He wants to put a will in you that you must be willing, amen, to do, to soar up, to work for
amen.
Him. Amen. So sometimes if we are delaying, he said God has to take away maybe one of your loved ones away. See? Sometimes he has to cause sickness to hit you. See? The doctor says, well, there's just nothing more we can be done. Sometimes God just took all the patterns out of the nest. You believe it? Sure, he does. You can't walk on that sheepskin all the time. You have, you've never left the nest. You are still in the nest. You just can't stand around. Now listen, you can't just stand around church and shout and praise God, jumping up and down and run around. There's work for you to do.
Amen. Amen.
So there's work to be done.
God.
Amen. 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 So all the people that are running away from what? Like Jonah. Amen.
Again.
God
Amen.
Is fishing them out one by one.
Amen.
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 We still want to walk on what? The sheepskin all the time.
Yes, sir.
And then when Brother Lubanza starts here preaching, then you are shouting, Amen, Amen, Amen. Whilst your own is there, you need to walk. There's work to be done.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But anything that I'm speaking,
yes.
Oh yes, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Still walking on one sheepskin.
Amen.
Time to soar up, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Time to do the work of God.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Just as the eagle stirs her nest,
Amen.
God also does the same thing in his church.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. When we try to get settled down on something, God comes and stirs the nest.
Amen.
Oh, Jehovah Eagle, come stir the nest of WPC Fellowship.
Amen.
Oh, people are still walking on sheepskins.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Walking, sleeping on rabbit fairs.
There's some more, yes.
Oh, someone to preach and then they will shout, yes.
Yes, sir.
We had a nice time. What about you?
Amen.
Amen. Is the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
You see, it's a stirring up time.
Amen.
God praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Stirring up time. Brethren. See, he knew that he brought Martin Luther. Amen. And then, what happened? Yes, from the cattle. And they settled on something. And then he became starchy. Then he sent word. He sent Wesley. Amen. They also started word and then they settled on something. God starchy. Praise God.
Amen.
God came stir up the nest and brought in word. The Pentecostal word. Oh, and they also, they just took the gifts and started running away with it. Amen.
Amen.
And there is what? A stirring up. Is it? Then it is nest stirring up time again.
Amen.
The word made flesh again through Malachi 4, my brother.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen.
Are you still walking around on sheepskin? Well, God has many ways to make you willing. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He has many ways to make you willing.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, praise sir. The Lord. Sometimes it will happen one day you come. Pastor is not here, maybe, God forbid, maybe he had a breakdown. Ramazzo also had a breakdown. Brother Banza is not here. So what do we do? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Let us not continue to work on sheepskins.
Amen.
Well, God has many ways to make you willing.
Yes, sir.
The church needs to fire, to flight.
Amen.
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 So let us prepare to soar up.
Amen.
Let us take God by his word.
Amen.
Let us let the fire burn on.
Amen.
Let the deep calls.
Amen.
The deep that God to respond.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. The Amen. Message is a deep. He's calling you and me now. Oh, to come out and let us stand up.
Amen.
Let's stand up for him. You just sing that song. Let's stand up and sing that song. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus.
Amen.
He's so jealous for the cross.
Amen.
Lift up his royal banner. It must not so far lose. Oh, from pain. Triumph to be. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let's show the Jesus now.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
Because he stands for us all the time. Brethren, tonight, the deep is already there. Praise God.
Amen.
And now, whatever is in your heart, praise the Lord. Just like what we read from the prophet. He said he went to the mountains in Colorado. Though to hunt, but he said the main purpose was to be alone with God. That was the deep that was in him.
Amen.
And when he went, he saw more of God. Because as he said, any heart desiring for God, there must be more of God somewhere.
Amen.
So whatever is on your heart tonight, the answer has already been there. Amen. He knew that you will go through the situation where you are. So he made a provision before. It is there. It is your. Now, the deep in you to call, and that deep, that answer, will respond. Praise God.
Amen.
That's what he's saying tonight. He's our Jehovah Eagle.
Hallelujah.
He will never fail us. He knows all what we are going through. And he has the answer to every request tonight. He has an answer to us. Amen. So let us, just by faith, now, the deep in you, let's call. And the deep will answer. And after, we will ask our precious brother and brother to come and bless us with prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let us go pray. Let's go pray. What is on your hand? Just like the prophet, desiring to see more of him. Oh, yes.
Approach you, Lord, and every time that we have come near, We have found that you are still the same and that you are willing, Lord, yes. to extend thy grace and thy mercy unto us, Father.
Amen.
We thank you for the message tonight, Lord.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
Lord, it has shown us what kind of a Father that we have.
Amen.
His children. And that, Lord, many times when we look and we think that something is going wrong, Lord, but if we look closer, it isn't going wrong.
Oh,
it
yes,
is you
Lord.
That is shaking the nest.
Amen.
Lord,
thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Many, many, many times we become too comfortable.
Yes,
Lord,
yes, Lord.
And we would never move unless, Lord, the nest is shaken.
Yes.
Amen.
For those moments in our lives,
even
though it is not easy to go through as a human being, but we are thankful, Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord.
That you shake the nest, Lord,
Amen.
To take away all the comfort, Lord, and that makes us to soar even higher than
we are.
Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
It has achieved the very same thing, Lord, in that it has shaken the nest.
Amen.
Lord, it has made
Jesus,
us to
Lord.
See how comfortable we had become, Lord, and
yes,
Father,
Lord.
In the things that we are comfortable in.
Yes.
But, Lord, you have shaken it, Lord, and Father, oh God, we are ready to fly again.
Amen.
And to a higher ground, and to a place, Lord, where you want us to be, Father,
yes,
that
yes,
we
Lord.
May shine this light to this dark world. Help
Amen.
Us, Father,
yes,
even
Lord.
Though it may be just a housewife, even though it may be just a sister, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Even though it may be just a little boy,
Lord.
Yet there's something that you have put in us, Lord, that we could, Lord, show to the world that you are a living God.
Amen.
Help us, Father, that we would not neglect it, Lord,
yes,
but that, Father, we'll be faithful to it, Lord,
oh,
and that
yes,
we would display it, Lord, to the
Amen.
People of this world.
Amen.
That
us
seek the sons and the
oh,
daughters, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Father, that we
yes,
may
Lord,
please,
yes,
Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Father.
Yes,
bless, Lord.
Lord.
God, thy servants that stand
Amen.
Faithfully in their post of duty,
yes,
Lord, to do, Lord, their part, Lord, in
Amen.
The
Amen.
Lord,
grant your grace, Lord.
The songs at the back,
Amen.
Lord, the song leader in front,
yes,
the minister.
Lord.
Lord, we commit them into your
yes,
hands.
Yes, Lord,
bless
Jesus.
Them tonight, Lord.
Amen.
That, Father,
Jesus.
They will continue to stand faithfully,
oh, yes,
not in their own strength, but in thy strength, oh God.
Amen.
Bless also our brother Lubanza.
Amen,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord,
God. Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Make
Jesus.
Him strong,
oh,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That he may stand, Lord.
Oh,
Lord,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Bring thy word to the
oh,
end of the of thy children.
Yes, Lord.
We commit him to you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless our pastor tonight.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus.
In your hands, Lord, that you lead him and guide him.
Amen.
And Father,
Lord.
You give him a word for tomorrow. Of
yes, Lord.
Friday night,
yes.
Lord, when we would meet for communion.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Let it not be just us meeting, Lord.
Yes.
But we pray, Father, that you would come and commune with
Amen.
Us, Lord.
Amen, Jesus.
Every heart, Lord.
Grant
that,
Lord.
Father, if they are desiring and hungering for something,
oh, yes.
We know, Lord, that you would come and minister to them.
Amen.
Father, we commit ourselves to you. Bless us on our way home.
Amen.
Lord, help us to continue to believe, not to believe the lie of the enemy,
Jesus.
But to believe thy word.
Amen.
It's true, oh God, that you are a living God, and
yes,
that when
Lord.
We cry, Lord, you answer.
Amen.
Jesus.
It, Lord, yes, Lord.
Help us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Look up to it, God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Just continue to believe, oh God,
yes.
And that you would answer in every
yes.
situation.
Amen.
Bless
Amen.
Us tonight, Lord. Help us, Father, until
yes.
we meet again, that, Father, we may live our lives worthy of the calling, Lord.
Amen.
We pray and commit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Love.
mouth is God.